Well, we played, you know, we didn't play great early and was too sped up again like the Michigan State game and didn't guard. But after about the 10-minute mark, I thought we really defended well. And our defense keyed our offense, and we made we obviously shot the ball great from behind the arc. I mean, there's, you know, that obviously gives you a chance to score more points. But you know, we were good in transition, and we made shots. But I think our defense was every bit as good as our offense tonight.
You got to be happy though that this team is really closing out games. You know, last couple of games, we really kind of stomped on the opposition.
Yeah. I mean, but the whole thing is you know, that wasn't a 30-point game again. You know, but certainly we did play really well down the stretch, and I thought, you know, they're late. You know, Frank and Devontae kind of taking turns on. Because they were tired too, is you know, trying to get their shoulders past the guy and get in the paint, and you know, and then we were able to finish certainly. But we played really well. That's about as well a second half as I can remember a team playing in a long time.
How proud are you that you were able to withstand that storm they threw at you in the first 5-6 minutes when they hit like 80%?
Yeah, they were great, and you know, we didn't guard them. We had no rhythm on either end, offensively or defensively, but you know, we just kind of hung in there. You know, I've come to know the guys well enough to, you know, if it's kind of like the weather here. If you don't like it, just stick around. It'll change in a couple of minutes, and that's kind of what these guys were able to do. Things weren't going well, but you know, it just takes a play or two by a couple of individuals, and all of a sudden now the game has a totally different rhythm to it.
Did your forecast tell you that Legere was going to go 360?
No. I told him at the timeout. I said, you know, it's really a good thing you made that. But you know, he is so athletic, and that was obviously an unbelievable defensive play. You know, we worked so hard on getting the weak side over on ball screen defense and shrinking the floor, and he did it perfect.
Devontae talked about emphasizing stepping on the throat of the opponent. How big is Josh's step back three in Swanigan's face?
Yeah, you know, I don't know that it was in anybody's face. There were a lot of big plays. You know, kids get a little emotional sometimes after a big win or vice versa when things don't go well. But you know, the fact of the matter is that we did close the game very well. But I don't know if there's one play that stood out to define that at all.
Collectively, how did you guys defend Swanigan to where he only attempted 2 field goals in the first half?
I thought we did a great job. I thought Landon was great. But really, the key defender on Caleb tonight was Josh. I thought Josh's quickness, you know, playing small, he was able to kind of play up under him a little bit to kind of get him off his spot, maybe better than Lando did. And you know, Caleb was so good. I think he's 3 or 4 from three, and that was when I think Landon was on him, because it's hard to hedge a ball screen and get back to a pick and pop guy. But I thought our defense on him was great, and I also thought, you know, Landon only got 4 rebounds, but that's not really fair, because you look at it and you look at Caleb only had 7, and I think a lot of times Landon was tied up with him to make sure that neither one of them got it. So they everybody did a good job. They're a really good offensive team, and everybody performed well.
Did you have a chance to watch Oregon before your game, and do you have any early thoughts on that?
I've seen Oregon, but I haven't studied them like I need to study them. I was so focused on Purdue. But you know, this is what I do know. They're athletic. They're athletic like we're athletic, and they're going to play small, just like we play small. You know, if you can think of the matchups that Josh has had at the 4, you know, whether it be Miles Bridges and now Dylan Brooks, I mean, those are some big time matchups. I mean, the best college basketball has to offer. So that'll be great. And then, you know, they have the defensive player of the year, I think, in the Pac-12. Anchoring their defense, and look, you know, we have a similar guy like Landon, so I see a lot of similarities. And of course, and they've shot the ball unbelievably well so far in the tournament. You know, Tyler Dorsey's been on fire. I don't know what he ended up going tonight, but coming in, he was unreal. So it'll be a great matchup. It's going to be a fun game. Two teams that like to get up and down.
One win away from the Final Four.
Excuse me.
One win away from the Final Four.
Yeah, you know, and you know what? It's great, and they care so much. But Oregon's kids care a lot too, and they're one win away also, and they lost the Elite Eight game just like we did last year. So I'm sure that's been something that's motivated them all year long. Let's get back and play this game different than the way we did the year before. And of course, you know, that'll be the same thing with us. So it'll be a highly competitive game.
Has your team been playing with any more confidence offensively than the way they did in the second half?
No, I don't think so. You know. I think, you know, in the second half, we had a lot of things go right for us. We scored in transition. We made threes in transition. They crowded us. We were able to make, pull up jumpers. There were a lot of things that we did really, really well offensively in the second half. But our team's playing with confidence. But anybody playing this time of year still is playing with confidence.